I'm Hope.
I'm Haley.
We're 20-something.
And we literally have no idea what we're doing.
Figure it out with us.
This is figuring out 20-something. Hey, Hope.
Hey, Haley.
We're back.
I'm so excited we're back.
I know. I feel even crazy that we're even doing this in the first place. So now that we're actually going with it and getting it rolling, I'm like, okay, we can do this.
I know. I can't believe we made it to episode 2. So just to recap, if you didn't know what podcast you were clicking on when you clicked on it, this is Figuring Out 20-something. Me and Haley are both 20-something, and we're going to be figuring out our lives.
We're actually the same 20-something. You're 21, right?
I'm 21,
and
yeah.
I'm also 21.
Yeah, so basically we are going to, moving forward throughout all these episodes, unpacking different challenges, different experiences, different common ground of people in their 20s, and I guess just different topics as we go.
Definitely. And I think it's important that, and we talked so much about this our last episode, but just in case you're new tuning in for our second episode the first time, we are so different, me and Hope. You're going to learn that we have very different lifestyles. We're the same age, but so many of the elements of our lives are so different. And I think that that's a lot of people in their 20s, which is why we really wanted to create this podcast, so that we could kind of, like Hope said, unpack all of those differences and talk about them and, learn new perspectives.
Right. Because, we have a ton of differences as far as the direction that we're moving. But at the end of the day, for some reason, we still have had so many similar experiences and have a lot of very similar opinions. And I found just through talking with everyone else that around our age, that this is a very common thing. I feel like people in their 20s experience very similar struggles, great things happening to them, bad things happening to them. So we're going to be unpacking all of that.
Yeah. And I think, too, just to kind of give you a little bit of an overview about who we are, once again, we met at a radio station. So obviously we love to talk, which is one of the reasons we wanted to do this podcast.
We're born talkers.
but we kind of, when we first met, we started talking. We really just hit it off, personality wise. We felt like we knew each other. We were we can have these conversations. And then we began to realize those differences. And, we wanted to be able to dive deeper into that here. And so this is our platform to do it. We want you guys to be a part of this. Every week we're going to be posting, asking you to kind of give feedback on a different topic. That way, when we talk about it, we can bring, your opinions into it as well. And we're going to be doing that with some of your guys' feedback today.
Yeah. So basically, this episode, we're really excited for this one. So as we talked about last episode, it was very broad. We just talked about general challenges, perks, pros, cons of 20s. Now we wanted to get more into the niche topics. And so this episode is going to be about relationships in general, what we want in relationships, but specifically about red flags and green flags, mostly red flags. So we're going to talk about all the things that we don't want to see in a significant other.
Definitely. And I think that when we first started thinking about relationships, we were like, okay, there's so many different avenues we can kind of go from here with relationships. But we wanted to kind of start off with this because we know, red flags are something we all have, or we all, we have them within ourselves. People have them about us, but we also have them, as we're looking for relationships. And I think that it's a good foundation for us to kind of get that conversation going and moving in that direction.
Yeah, because I think the best thing about figuring out what you want in a partner is figuring out what you don't want in a partner. And I feel like as you grow up, that's what you learn the most. When you're in high school, you're learning, and moving into college, you're realizing all the things you don't want in someone. And so it helps you narrow down what you actually do want in someone.
Definitely. And I think that, every relationship, and it's so corny, but every relationship that you have kind of helps you figure out what your red flags are. So, even having this conversation, I know if you ask me, what are my red flags in a partner, 10 years down the road, they're going to be completely different. You know what I mean? It just is what it is, because as you develop relationships, friendships, whatever it might be, those kind of shift. But I think that, through relationship and your relationship history, you kind of start to identify and pinpoint those red flags.
Yeah. So, Haley, what kind of guys have you dated in your past that gave you more red flags, or gave you, I guess, green flags?
I would say, again, I I'm engaged, so I have had...
We know, Haley, we know.
But this has been... It's not to say that I haven't had relationships, you know. I think that maybe part of the reason that I'm engaged kind of earlier, on the earlier side of things, is that I had very long-term relationships in high school. And the guys, I mean, even out of high school, I had... I don't know if you call it a relationship. They probably wouldn't, but it was kind of like a relationship. If that was longer term, more of a friendship relationship thing. But I think that all the guys that I've, you know, been romantic with are so different. And it's allowed, I don't know why that is. Like, people are always like, what's your type? And I'm like, I don't really have a type, but I have these red flags. I have these green flags that are kind of like stand out to me. Like, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to look for that. I'm not going to look for that. But I would say just to give you an overview, my relationships in high school were long. They were with guys that I was very, you know, attracted to for, you know, surface level things that you're attracted to in high school. Like, you're doing the same things. You're around the same people. You have the same friends. So kind of. It didn't leave a lot of room for me to really
develop
those.
You're in the same league.
Yeah.
Well, like in high school, that really
I was definitely out of their league.
Oh, yeah, true.
I mean, what can I say? I dated out of my league. You know, that's a cool thing to do. But yeah, I just think that it was a more of a convenience type of relationship. But I've definitely learned from them, and kind of that's helped me unpack some of these red flags we're going to talk about.
Yeah. So my relationship history is a little less long-term committal, like Haley's. In high school, I did have a long-term relationship. We were like, we dated two different times, but he was definitely like the nice guy kind of vibe. He was like the principal's son, played baseball, like very much, you know, he was like the all-American kind of guy. And I just learned through that that's not necessarily what I'm looking for, but it also confused me because I thought that was looking what I was looking for. And so then in college, like you said, I don't really have a type. My type, and I know, I feel like everybody says that, but like I genuinely think that I date across all different types of personalities, different like physical attributes, and so that's really broad, I think, for me. But college, I've definitely had my fair share of like the fratty douchey guys. And yeah, you learn quite a few red flags with them, but also like I've realized I have a weird attraction to them, so that's frustrating.
Oh my gosh, that is so ridiculous.
Right, and then I've also like I've literally dated across the board. I mean, I've dated like the mega Christian kind of guys, and then I've dated like the assholes, basically. Mm-hmm. So that is a little brief synopsis of mine. I've been dating around probably since freshman year, not to make me sound like I'm, you know, like getting around town here in Athens, but I'm again trying to figure out what I like and what I don't like. And this is the time in my life where I have that opportunity to do that. And so I've really enjoyed being single and figuring that out. And I think that's my favorite part a very big perk of being in your 20s is getting that opportunity to figure it out.
Definitely. So, and I mean, I think that's something that people, and you know, I'm not really the one that should be speaking on this considering my situation, but I do think it's so important to be able to, you know what you want and to vocalize what you want and to vocalize what you don't want. And it's, you know, when we were preparing for this episode, it's hard to vocalize those things. It's hard to really, because it puts you kind of in a vulnerable situation to talk about your past relationships, to talk about, you know, things that you're looking for and that you want and that you don't want. And I do think when you're willing to do that and when you're willing to vocalize it, that's when you are in a place where you can kind of find somebody that fits that mold.
So true. Well, we can go ahead and start listing off some of our red flags that we have in other people. So one thing that I think I found when I was listing off my red flags is there's like two different categories with red flags. I think there's the red flags that are very surface level, like you walk in, you know, you go home with a guy, you walk in and you see his bedroom and you're like, oh my God, LED lights. Like, get, I gotta leave. I gotta run for the hills.
I hate LED lights.
Or like the Saturdays are for the boys flag.
So, no, like if I walked into a guy's apartment or whatever and there was a Saturdays are for the boys flag hanging on his wall, not only am I walking out, that is a hard red flag, Hope.
Yeah.
That is a red flag.
I think it depends on how attractive they are, if I'm willing to look past it. I don't know. But I feel like those are a little bit more surface level. I feel like, yeah, you know, those are concerning, but I don't know if I would necessarily not pursue something with someone just because they have like one minor thing that makes me question their integrity. And then I think there are red flags that are deal breakers. And those are the red flags that as soon as you see it, you're done. That's the ick. You're getting out of there kind of situation. And so I want to call them like the light red flags, like pink flags or like something. What's
like? Like, I want to say ick flags, but then I feel like the ick is like for the heart.
No,
like
ick is for the heart. Right. Let's go with pink flags. Okay, so the pink flags. Let's go with pink flags.
I can do that.
All right. So, in Haley, you walk into a guy's house. What do you not want to see?
I walk into a guy's house. I do not want to see like a thing of Hamburger Helper on the counter.
True.
Like. And I don't know if this is because I literally cannot cook to save my life. So I really shouldn't be judging. But like, I can't cook, but you're not going to see I'm not eating Hamburger Helper. Right. I'm just not going
to
do it.
Like, you want them to take a little thought into their dinners.
Yes. Like, and I think that's just so, like, if you see Hamburger Helper, you're going to see a Saturdays Are for the Boys sign.
Right.
And they're also going to drink Natural Light.
Right.
Like, hands down.
No, see, that's one thing about red flags is the little ones are just signs of the big ones, which is why they're flags. Like, yes. They're red. They're like signaling you that this is a problematic person. Because I'm almost the opposite. I don't know if I'd really be turned off. Not, I have Hamburger Helper in my. I'm sorry. Oh, I have Hamburger Helper in my camp habit right now. I'm so sorry, Haley.
It's like galosh. It should have galosh pasted on the box. Not even Hamburger Helper.
It's like you have it there in case you run out of food. You don't have time to go to the store. You just whip it up real quick. Anyways, we're not doing Hamburger Helper slander. That is not this episode. But I would be almost more fearful of someone who I walk in and they just, like, all they eat is just, they just go out to eat for everything. Like, they just do the fast food. Like, they've got Chipotle, the Chick-fil-A bags, like, everywhere. I feel like that's to me,
point.
I see it as they were, like, babied by their mothers. And so then, therefore, they can't even feed themselves. So they have to go spend money, probably that isn't theirs. And then that makes them eat all this fast food, all like Hamburger Helper, maybe just things that don't put a lot of thought or effort because they've never had to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why that's problematic is because then you get into a relationship and then men do that where they cling to the next woman in their life. And like if they were overcoddled by their mother and then they cling to the next woman in their life and then that woman becomes their mother. And that's how you end up mothering some woman's child.
Now, it's funny you bring up the mother. I want to know your opinion on this, okay? And I'm not going to say mine yet. But how do you feel, okay, if, you know, and this could come up casually, this could come up, you know, this could be a pink flag or it could be whatever you want it to be.
A pink flag or a red flag.
But how do you feel about a guy and their relationship with their mother? What do you want that relationship to look like?
It's a balancing act because, like I just said, you don't want them to be coddled by their mother. You don't want them to have too close, like a weirdly close. That's weird. When they have like a weirdly close relationship with their mother, like if it was you or their mother and they had to pick, I mean,
want them to pick you.
No. Actually, you know what? I don't want to say that because I feel like, I mean, I don't know. In my mind right now, I'd pick my mom over anyone. But
Hope is saying right now that she wants, if it's between the mother and her, like she wants them to pick her. But if like there's a potential, like Hope's like love of her life listening and then like the mom is listening too, like don't listen.
Right,
then
exactly.
Then she's fine with him picking the mom.
Exactly. I think like, because where you see a lot of the mother-in-law arguments and all of that when you get like deeper into the relationship. And like if there's any conflict between you and the mother, if he's continuously taking her side and he has no backbone with his mom and like he's just such a mama's boy to the point that like it's at the expense of you. Yeah. I feel like that's where it's problematic. Like have a great good relationship with your mom. That's something, I'm a family person, that's something that's so important to me. But like you can't have too good of a, like you can't be such a mama's boy that you're literally like being babied when you're a grown man.
Mm-hmm. And this is, we can't even get into this because this could be a whole nother episode. But just so you know, this is coming. I think we should do a whole episode on the jealousy complex of mother and son.
Oh, that's so weird.
I think it exists. And, you know, I'm not a mom, but I'm not going to say that, you know, one day if I have a son, it's not going to happen, but I think it exists. I think there's probably like psychology on it or
yeah, the mother-son relationship, the fact that like, no, I can't even go into it. It's going to go too deep. Mother-son relationships are weird.
Yeah.
They're just weird. They're weird. And I think they're weird if you let them be weird. And so I don't want to find a man that's in a weird relationship with
his mom. Same thing with a dad-daughter relationship. I think that can exist too.
And it's too, okay, you know what? Let's save it for another episode. Okay. I think we could talk too much about that. I have so many opinions on that.
Okay, red flags. I have one for you, Hope. So
Is this a pink or a red flag?
This is a pink flag for
me. Okay, pink flag.
And I want to know, again, how you see it. I don't want to date a guy who works out too much.
Okay, that's so crazy you say that, because on my pink flags list that I made, a gallon of protein powder sitting on the counter when I walk into his room. Ugh. That is like pink flag. I can't do that. And mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think that it's just like I want them to take care of themselves. And mm-hmm. I think that, but like, okay, let me tell like a quick little anecdote here. I went to a beach weekend with this guy. I had never met him in person. He was one of my class crushes. I like pinned his video and I like DM'd him on Instagram and got him to be partners with me in this class. And so then from there, we ended up like talking a little bit on Zoom. And then we like kind of hit it off. And so he invites me on his beach weekend with his frat. But he was a mega gym bro. And I did not know this. Ugh. I got like little hints of it. I got the red flags where he would just like randomly talk about the gym when we weren't even talking about the gym. And
the pink flags.
Right.
Because she kept talking to him.
So true. I did. And so I go on the beach weekend with this guy I've never met in person. Turns out he was an inch taller than me. No, I mean, no hate against that. But like, so then I get there and there's so much to say about this man. But he listens to like French rap on the way down there. And it's weird. Anyways, we get there. And he has an entire duffel bag dedicated to a gallon of protein powder and a scale. And then we go to the store to buy all our stuff. And he only lets us buy mustard as a condiment because it has zero calories. And he calorie checks everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He was like keeping like a calculator on his phone, like calorie checking every single thing we were buying. And then we're on a beach weekend. We're like, all you do the whole weekend is party and drink. And he's going on runs in the morning. All power to him. But like, I couldn't handle this like superiority mentality that he had by bringing a gallon of protein powder. And then he would like sit there and shame his like frat bros when they were eating like
pizza. Oh my gosh,
pizza.
He sounds horrible.
Yeah, gym bro vibes. I still text him.
Of course you do. Yeah.
It's a pink flag, not a red flag.
How far is he on the roster?
Oh, he's
like what's his score?
He's like he's at the bottom. He's like if he's I was just really, bear. Really needing some attention, I might hit him. He started hitting me up lately. So, anyways, but I see what you're saying, gym bro. Too much gym bro. It's like you need gym, not gym bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think healthy, like you said, like being healthy is different than
I agree.
But also, I'll be at the gym and like I'm looking around and I'm like, okay, that guy, like he's an attractive guy. He looks good, but like. Nope.
No,
never in my life.
The like cut off sleeves.
Yeah, the cut off sleeves. And you're like, okay, like you're a muscular guy. But like, I mean, you are an attractive guy if we're talking objectively. But like, I am never, ever going to be like romantically interested in you.
I think, okay, here's when I see gym bro. I think just like so they have like that superiority complex. They think that they are hustling harder than everybody else. They have that weird hustle mentality that they think that like waking up at 6 a.m. makes them better than the rest of the human mm-hmm. race. They think that going to the gym 5 times a day instead of having normal human social interactions makes them better than everybody else. They're also the type to listen to those like male podcasters mm-hmm. that, you know what I mean? Like those sexist male podcasters.
Yes,
and they'll just like
definitely.
Sit there and talk about like, I mean, talk about things I hate in women. Like what we're doing right now.
Literally. Wait a second here. Never mind.
Yeah. Just kidding. Anyways. No, but you know what I'm talking about. Like they're the ones that are like, get up and grind. And they just think that they're superior. And I think, again, this shows how one little red flag leads to a bigger problem. That
arrogance.
Person has arrogance.
And that
gym
is
bro
the
equals arrogance.
Red flag.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Well, I've got some for like a bedroom setting. So like,
oh my gosh. Okay, I'm ready.
So like, this is the most red flag bedroom setting that I can think of. So you walk in, mm-hmm. right? We already said, got the LED lights, mm-hmm. the bed pushed against the corner.
Ooh.
Two pillows, no headboard. Maybe one pillow.
Yeah, there would never be a headboard.
No top sheet.
Definitely
no toilet paper in the bathroom. And that like toilet, or I mean, not the, the toothpaste, like gunk, all over the sink. They wear a backpack
They wear a backpack.
No. They wear like around, like if you see them on campus, like they're wearing a backpack and they have just nothing. Like they don't carry anything in it. For some reason, every time I see guys,
but they're
that
gonna carry the backpack,
are walking red flags. They have the backpack, but there's basically nothing in it. They have like a notebook or something.
Uh huh.
And then again, the trash in the car, like the fast food trash in the car, like thrown away vapes. If you walk in, and then the gallon of protein powder on the counter. So you walk in, you see that room setting. Are you walking right back out?
Yes.
Yeah.
First off, I promise you, I have enough confidence in my judgment to know that I'm never walking into that setting. Like, well, I'm never going to walk in.
I am not ever
going to walk into a room like that because I just am so repulsed by it. I trust myself. I really do not to walk into a room like that. Like, I have better judgment. I believe in myself.
Unfortunately, I can't count on my fingers how many rooms I've walked into like that. Ew. I genuinely can't.
Ew.
Yeah, like, it's bad.
One thing, okay.
And I didn't walk back out either.
Oh my gosh. Oh my, too much information. Now, one thing with this was actually, and my fiance is probably not listening to this because he probably gave up in the first 5 minutes and got bored.
Right, so true.
But
he heard something about him.
Yeah. Or he heard like me talking about my exes and was like, I'm getting off of this thing. But anyway, so when I first went to his house, I walked into his bedroom and this was so weird to me. And looking back, like it still gives me the ick. I'm like, ew. The bed like was perfectly made. Hold on, I have to explain. It only had two pillows, all the
of
things
course,
you described.
Men.
But like the bedspread was like, it was like a quilt bedspread, okay?
Yeah.
And it was like folded so far into the mattress. Like,
that's
do you know
psychotic.
The side? It was, yeah, like it was so weird. Like I was like, I walked in and I was like, and to this day, like now he tells me like his mom always did the beds like that. So like that's how he
sounds like a psychopath. Like I would genuinely be
like,
scared.
It was weird. Like I specifically remember being like, this bed is too made. Like,
yeah.
And I don't, like, I want a guy's bed to be made when I walk
right.
into it. But I was like, it's weird. But yeah,
I agree.
That was a pink flag, obviously, because
right.
I kept going, but it was definitely a pink flag.
Well, I think enough about beds. I feel like we should get into the real, not the pink flags. We should get into the red flags.
I have a red flag.
Okay.
And this might
this
be
is,
a
let's
controversial
clarify. This
one.
Is deal breakers only.
This is a deal. Well,
for you.
Okay. Let me preface this with saying it wasn't a deal breaker for me in the past. Now it is a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
And this, I'm kind of both of these together, but I'll get into it. So hard red flag for me is still talks to their exes. If they're still talking to their exes, I don't care if you dated them when you were 15. I don't care if you dated them when you were 12. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
And also, let me define ex. If you kiss them, this could be controversial. I don't care.
Oh, you mean like if they literally saw them at a bar and kissed them?
Yes.
Oh, I say
you should be okay. You can if you see them in public and you're like, oh hey, like you can say hello,
right?
But you don't need to be sitting there texting them.
No, I agree. You shouldn't have like a weird side personal relationship with them that like you won't share. Because okay, I agree with that because. And I didn't agree with that. And I think I was naive. And so I think I'm in the same situation where I didn't see this red flag and now I do. Because I have had, my first boyfriend I ever had, he, like this girl that we were on the swim team with.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to tell swim teams. I forgot we were both on the swim team.
We were. Oh my God. So much
love drama on the swim team.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, like, go ahead, tell yours, then I got
mine. So I met him on the swim team and he was a year older than me and the girl was a year older than him. And so they had already like been friends, whatever. And apparently he had liked her, but I didn't know about this. And so he ends up like dating me, but he had liked her previously. And so then, but they were like best friends.
Oh my God. This is like my same story. Yeah. You're gonna ruin it.
And they would just like text all the time. They just and I would always and like they would have secrets and I'd be like, what do y'all talk about? And he just like would never talk. He'd be like, it's just like his secrets, like whatever, and just would never tell me. And then he ends up like we end up breaking up and 2 weeks later, she breaks up with her boyfriend and then texts me and asks if she could date him.
Okay, Hope. Stop, because this, I literally have the reverse version of the story.
Are you serious? Okay.
Like, literally. Like, I have to, okay, I'm going to give you my background and then we'll keep going. So, I, same thing, swim team.
We were both on the swim team.
God,
the swimmers. With their bodies.
So, I was in high school on the swim team and there was this guy and I had always liked him, okay? Like, always liked him. And he was dating one of my best friends. And they had dated for less than a month, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a month. I'd always liked this guy. I thought he had always liked me. I don't know, looking back, maybe not. But so anyway, so they break up. And after like a month, and a time goes by, and I think it was like prom time, around the time of prom. And I needed a prom date. And I was like, I texted her. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I go to prom with the blah, 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 blah. And she was like, go for it. Mm-hmm. And then she decided like a week later to freak out and get mad about it and never be my friend again. But that's besides the point.
So you were the girl.
I was the girl.
Right. So you were
the bad girl.
Right.
But with that, I bring this all full circle, 360. So time goes on and me and this guy like just remain friends. And like this was like, you know, more in college, I think like time had gone on and we had stayed in contact as friends.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was also friends with her and they texted and stuff. Well, at the time we were trying to pursue a romantic relationship and he went and hung out with her. Like, I was like,
oh, yeah,
you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, and maybe to this day, like I stopped talking to him and like, I was like, I can't do this anymore. And it got in my, I don't know if I stopped immediately, but it got in my head and I was like, this isn't going to work.
Right.
And now like, I don't feel like that was a mistake because probably they like, or I don't know, maybe they're hooking up now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like it was a mistake. And I see so many people who are in relationships with people who are friends with their exes or text their exes. And I just don't understand that because that is such a red flag for me.
I think it's situational. I think that it's something that you slowly learn. And I think it's definitely more, it's a bigger red flag for people who've had bad experiences with it. Because now, like, I definitely treat it as a red flag. Like, this, the only guy, probably one of like maybe two guys that I've actually like had serious romantic interest in since I've been in college. All the other guys, not serious romantic. But this one, like, I actually probably would have dated him. Like, I had, like, I liked him. But he was fresh out of a relationship, like 2 months fresh out of this relationship. And so we had been hanging out, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then one day I just like decided to ask him if he still talks to his ex. And he said, yeah. And then immediately I was like, oh no. And then he said that him and his ex actually, like, when I was like, would you get back together with her? And then just there was like silence.
Oh my God.
And I was like, and immediately I knew. And then after that, we just didn't.
I didn't even ask that question because I was like, if you answer yes at the time, I probably would have had an emotional breakdown.
Well, you're saving yourself from heartbreak. So that's why it's a red flag because you got to prevent yourself. Okay. Do you have any? Okay. Wait. You just went, right? So it's my turn.
Yeah. Your turn. Give it to us.
All right. I think that mine are pretty consistent with the way that they treat other people. I feel like the way that they treat other people is so big. So, first of all, a sense of humor that pokes fun at other people. Like, if all their jokes are poking fun at a specific person, just like in a mean way, just someone who's actually there, or a group of people, like racist, sexist, homophobic jokes, and they actually genuinely think that they're funny, that's not my type of humor. I need a sense of humor to align with my sense of humor for me to be attracted to the person.
Is this a red flag?
Yes. This is like, I genuinely, if that's their, like, if they continuously make offensive jokes, I can't look past that.
Yeah.
Because I think that that just aligns with the way that they just treat other people. Like, so, okay, another one I wrote down is if they use the word like snowflake or libtard. Maybe I'm a snowflake by saying all of this, but I don't, there's a line between offensive jokes. You can make jokes that are a little bordering that line that are actually funny. But if you are crossing that line, if you are deliberately, consistently being, it like you're just like antagonizing people and just trying to tear them down and make yourself feel better. That's just something I can never
and
be attracted to.
People who do that are insecure.
Oh, so true.
And that is, I mean, ew.
Yeah.
I do like, and everyone's insecure in their own ways, but when you're insecure to that extent to where it translates into that behavior, no, red flag.
Right. I totally agree. All right. Do you have another one?
This is if somebody has cheated in the past.
Yeah.
I can't be with somebody who has cheated in the past. Like, not only will I just not trust them, like, I will not trust them, no matter how hard I try. I just think that it speaks to their, like, volumes of their character.
I agree. Yeah, no, I think so, too. I think that cheating is something that, I don't know, I'm a really trusting person. Like, I'm somebody who cheating is, I just never jump straight to, like, you're cheating on me. With guys. And so, but if I hear that they cheated on me, like, I feel like that's almost setting yourself up to get cheated on.
So, yeah.
Because cheaters gonna cheat, right?
Cheaters are gonna cheat. I really believe that.
All right. I think we have time. I want to like speed this along because I want to get to the green flags. So we can get to some good stuff.
Definitely.
But I do think that this one is really, really big for me. And that's, they only talk nicely to women that they are attracted to. And I I have, this is something new that I've realized that I've learned through TikTok, but men will, like, in a group of women, they're only gonna look the ones that they're attracted to in the eyes. They're, if you have a friend that they're not attracted to, they don't think is conventionally attractive, like, there's that whole, like the fat friend kind of thing where, mm-hmm. like, where it's, like, I've seen a lot of conversation about this on TikTok, where, like, if you're, say, the fat friend is what they're saying, or if you're, like, the ugly friend or whatever, then men literally treat you differently. And I feel like now that I've heard about that, I see it constantly. Like, I and it's like, if you can't treat everybody the same, mm-hmm. whether or not you're physically attracted to them, then you're just not a good person.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I've never even thought of it that way. But now I'm, like, looking back and I'm thinking, like, you know, that's something that so, like, you have to be so socially aware of. But I think that that's a great point. And I think that people do that subconsciously without even meaning to. And it's like, if you don't want to be that person, you don't want to be around somebody like that. So I think just watching for that and kind of being aware of when it's happening and, you know, when it could be happening and not jumping to conclusions about when that's happening, too, because I think, too, like, we tell guys, I mean, you tell your romantic partner, like, I don't want you to, you know, be, like, talking to somebody and giving them too much attention, like, if you're into me. But, like, there's a line between, you know, being a nice and considerate person.
Yeah.
And
I need my friends to like you. Like, mm-hmm. They don't need to love you. Y'all don't need to be best friends. I think that's a green flag if you get along with my friends. But I think that if you don't, like, if my friends don't like you, if you treat any of my friends badly, and I have hot friends, so, like, I guess it'd be really hard for me to, like, really decipher among if they treat people that they're not attracted to, because most of my friends are really hot. So, like, I feel like that's harder, but just, like, in general, you can just see. Or, like, the way that they talk to customer service people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's, I mean, they might not be attracted to them. And so then if they talk to them rudely, I think that you can tell a lot about a person by that.
Definitely. And I think, like, going through these responses, because I told you guys, we asked our social media accounts.
Yeah.
We said, what is, you know, a red flag for you? What are some red flags that you personally have? Because we wanted to know, like, are they different than these red flags that we have? And a lot of them were similar, but a lot of them were different. And a lot of them I agree with now that I see them. But one that I got that I thought was super, it could be super controversial, because I see both sides of this one. Kirsten, she said, tells you what you can or can't wear.
Oh, my God. Haley, I could talk about this forever. So you got to get me off this pedestal right now.
I might disagree with you on this one. So
no way.
I'm interested to hear your perspective.
Okay. I am somebody, I hate being told what to wear, because I've grown up in a household where my mom has not cared what I wear. Mm-hmm. Honestly, she, I mean, I have respect for myself, and I work, like, I'm going to wear clothes that I'm comfortable in and confident in. I'm not going to walk out naked. I'm not going to walk out, you know, like, looking crazy or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, dress code in high school has always driven me crazy. So with that context in mind, a man telling me what I can and can't wear, like, that just, first of all, if I'm going to wear something that I look good in, you should be, like, proud to walk next to me, not be, like, cover up. I don't want other people looking at you. Because if other people look at me, that's none of your concern. Because if I'm going home with you, then it doesn't matter if other people are looking at me.
Yeah. And I totally feel that way, too. I think that I started to change my perspective, because I kind of grew up in the same household. My mom let me wear whatever I wanted. Right. I posted pictures however I wanted to post pictures. Like, it was just, I never even thought about it. But my fiance, when we first met, was very, not rude about what I would wear, but very, like, I could tell it bothered him.
Yeah.
If I was going, you know, and it wouldn't bother him, like, if we were alone, but if we were out and, like, you know, at the bar and, like, random people were coming up to me, like, guys, and, like, you know, so I started to kind of, it became an argument between us. It was one of those things, like, I'm not changing who I am and changing what I'm wearing and changing. And I never did. It wasn't something that I did for him or something that, you know, I felt like I had to change. But I began to realize, you know, as we kind of got more serious, that I didn't, and maybe it's just getting older, I don't know what it was, but it was like, I don't want to go out to the bar with my entire body parts hanging out. I'm like, it's just not something that I want to do. It's not something that I feel like is, and it's not like a thing of like, oh, like I don't want to do it because he's around or because he's not around.
Yeah.
Or
no, I get what you're saying.
I don't know, and I don't know why, because I was so polar opposite on this like a year ago. Probably, but it's like now I see more, and it's not like I see like, oh, your significant other should be able to tell you what you're going to wear. I don't think that that's the case.
I think that the shift is that you go from dressing for other people, like mm-hmm. for the male gaze, mm-hmm. versus now you're engaged, you're cuffed up, like you don't need to be dressing for the male gaze because your man is right next to you. Mm-hmm. So it's more dressing for yourself now and what you feel comfortable in. For me, at the end of the day, I'm going to wear what I feel confident in. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have the same perspective. And so you feel confident in what you're wearing. For me, I like to show a little bit of skin. So mm-hmm. like maybe what I wear, and that might shift as I get older and maybe like I don't feel as confident. But like right now I'm 21. I'm like, your body's never gonna look like how it looks when you're 21. Mm-hmm. So I wanna be able to show it off, and I don't care if I'm engaged. I don't care if I'm married. I don't mm-hmm. care if I've been married for 20 years of my 21 years on earth. I don't care. I'm going to dress for myself. And I always have.
And don't get me wrong. Like, now y'all are going to go look me up on Instagram and be like, this girl is not, like, she does not dress.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I'm by no means saying that, like, I'm going out dressing conservative. I'm not. Like, that's not. And I think you nailed it right on the head when you said you're dressing more for you.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, and some of that, me dressing for me is skimpier clothing. Some of it is not. But I think that you kind of were right with that. Like, as I've gotten older, I've stopped, and as, you know, I've kind of changed life paths, I've stopped caring so much what other people, you know, what other guys, the male gaze, and what they think of what I'm wearing, if that
right.
makes sense.
Well, I think that we only have time for one more of the responses, and we might even have to skip green flags. So this last one that we have, this is from Hope. Her name is Hope. Wait,
oh,
you know her.
Cute.
You know her. Hope Terhune.
Oh, the girl that you said. Yeah, she went to Jefferson.
She went to Haley's High School.
Hey, Hope.
Hey, Hope. we call her Little Hope because I'm Big Hope.
Hey, Little Hope.
Anyways, she said disrespectful in front of their friends, that would be when they're around their friends, they become a different person. And I had that on my own list. And mm-hmm. so I thought that that was like, I think that if you're around your friends and you are switch it up and you start acting different.
Yeah.
I don't know how I can stand by that.
Yeah. And I think this is a hard one, because when you first meet somebody, it's like a lot of times when, say you're around them, they're influenced. I remember this with a guy that I dated a while back. Like, I was around him. He was so normal when we were around just each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when we got into a big group of people and he was drinking alcohol. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe he's being so obnoxious because of the alcohol.
Yeah.
And as time went on, I began to realize that that wasn't the case. But it's easy to kind of, like, make excuses for that one.
Because
It's like, especially, like, I feel like a lot of the first times I hang around somebody, they're drinking. I don't know why. But,
yeah.
You know, I feel like that's kind of a thing. Like, you know, you meet someone at the bar, you go out and you have drinks, like, and so I'm like, oh, maybe they're just obnoxious because I think that's a red flag. And I think guys do that. I mean, I think anybody can change the way that they act in front of people. It's just easy to do. But I think recognizing that they're changing, especially if it's changing in a negative way, is important.
I agree. But I definitely think that one could be a pink or a red flag for me. But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah. All right. So all this red flag talk, we're going to play a red flag game.
I've never played the red flag game. Apparently, this is a thing.
I played it with my coworker when we were closing one time, and we were just counting down the clock. And so now I'm like, I love it. I think it's so much fun. And it's,
yeah.
So basically, the game is called, it's like red flag game. You can call it perfect guy butt or perfect girl butt or whatever. But basically, it's, you say perfect. So like for me and Haley, we're both attracted to men. So we'd say perfect guy butt. And you would say that red flag. And then that person has to answer whether or not that they would still date that person
mm-hmm.
or pursue that person romantically.
Mm-hmm.
So I can. Do you want to start or do you want
you
me?
You got it. You all look right. Like you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready. I love this game.
Go ahead and start.
All right. Perfect guy, but bad breath.
No. Absolutely not.
I agree.
I can't. Honestly, my fiance does not have good breath some of the time. And it literally grosses me out.
Yeah. Would you tell him?
I feel like I hate it
because you can't.
I feel like I can't tell him.
Well, you're engaged. Like, I feel like with like a new guy, though, like, what did you do? What would you do? You just like.
No, if it's a new guy, bye. Like, if he had bad breath in the beginning, bye.
Yeah.
Like, that's gross.
I just want to look away from them. Like, I don't even want to, I hate bad breath.
Ew, yeah, that's absolutely
okay,
no, gross.
So we agree on that one then.
Okay, perfect guy, tall, handsome, but he has a mustache. And like, he's going to keep like a thick mustache, Hope.
This is tough because I've seen guys pull off the mustache. And it's, so a mustache.
I like
just,
the mustache.
You like the mustache?
So, I if a guy has a good mustache.
Your fiance has facial hair, right?
He does have facial hair, but not like I'm talking like just not even the, other face, like no, whatever, scruff or like just like a firm mustache.
A pedo stash?
Yeah, actually exactly like that.
I think if you'd asked me this question a year ago, I would have said absolutely not. But lately college guys they go through weird phases where they like to do super disgusting things to the hair that grows out of their body and make it look disgusting. Year in my freshman year, the trend was mullets. And I hated it. I won't date someone with a mullet. I won't. But lately it's been mustaches. They love mustaches. I've seen, and now I'm almost I'm like oversaturated with mustaches now. Like
you're thinking maybe like you like it.
Not I like it, but it's like I almost just wouldn't even
cope with it. I wouldn't even notice it.
I wouldn't even be bothered by it at all.
Interesting. Yeah, I like the mustache show.
Yeah,
I can't complain.
All right, this one's funny.
What?
Perfect guy, but you find out that before y'all met, he got a BBL.
What is a BBL?
A Brazilian butt lift.
Oh.
Like he's got like some like nice butt and you just thought it was natural. And then you find out he got a BBL.
Like how long am I into how many dates have we gone on when I find that out?
Three.
Like he's the perfect guy.
And you're not deep. Like you're not in love with this man yet. But like
how does he tell me? Is he like, look, this is embarrassing.
Well, you complimented his ass and then he was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And then he sat you down and told you.
I mean, I honestly think if he was the perfect guy. And, you know, maybe he was really insecure. Like, he had a really, really flat butt. And that's how he had to cope. Like, I think I could get past that.
I think I could get past it only because I have a flat butt and I would get a BBL. And I'm all for equality.
I've never heard it called BBL.
You've never heard of BBL? Okay.
Well, maybe I'm just out of it. But, yeah, I would definitely get one. Yeah. But I don't want someone to judge me.
Right.
So, I'm like,
so you can't pass it. All right.
Okay. So, hold on. Okay, I got it. This one's not that funny, but it's good. So, perfect guy. Like, nothing wrong with him. No other pink flags, no red flags. Handsome, but he just will not post you on social media. Like, he has social media. He uses social media. But he just is like, no, I'm not posting you.
I think that one is more tricky because I think it comes down to whether or not... Like, what his motive is for not posting?
No,
have you had a conversation about...
Yes, and he says, I'm sorry, Hope. Like, I just don't want to post you. Like, I don't want to post my relationship. I want to keep that part of my life private. The rest of it, I'm going to post. I'm going to post all my gym selfies, just not that.
No, okay, so I don't know, because men are so weird about social media, so I almost, like...
They're weird, because, I'm sorry, if a man is weird about social media, he's cheating on you.
No, so, I mean, like, yeah, I agree. If they're not going to post you on social media and they post regularly, yeah. But, I mean, like, men... I think we value social media much higher True. Than men value social media. So they might not think anything of it. Mm-hmm. But I also don't want to be like, oh, they're not thinking anything of it and just like write them off as being naive and actually they're cheating on you. So it's like, there's like, you really need to have a conversation with them about it. But I feel like it really depends on the person because I've met plenty of guys that genuinely just don't care to post on social media or like they'll only post photos that they look good in and maybe they don't look good in photos with you. Well, I don't know.
Ew, that is not the kind of guy I want.
So true. Yeah, that's true. Okay. I don't know. I think that one's, I can't decide.
Yeah, it's a hard one, but yeah. I think for me, absolutely not.
Well, because that would, again, a red flag signals a bigger problem, the bigger problem being cheating. So
yeah.
No, I agree with that. Okay. Ooh, I want to pick a good one. Okay. All right. Perfect guy. This isn't funny, but it's
okay.
Good.
That's fine.
Perfect guy, but hates your mom.
No.
Right.
Really? My mom, first off, she's definitely still listening. Unlike everybody else, she is still here. Hey, mom. If you don't like my mom, there's something wrong with you.
So true.
Like, literally, there is something wrong with you because my mom is the most likable person. And also, like, my mom is going to, like, probably like live next door to me, so like you have to like her.
I agree.
I could not. That might be like one of my biggest red flags.
I would 100% agree with that. I think that we are 100% on the same page about that because again, my mom is someone who, like, I've never met anyone who didn't like my mom. Like, if there was one, Actually, that's a lie. One guy, one time, it wasn't a guy I was romantically pursuing. He was just a friend, like genuinely just a friend that was on my lacrosse team. And something happened and he was like mad at my mom. And
ew.
Yeah. And so then he was like, and it's, whenever anybody ever has a problem with my mom, which is like never, but the few times it's ever happened, it like ignites something in me. Like I hate that person. And yeah. I am like, I will come to, if there's anyone, is anyone's defense I'll come to is my mom's.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could date someone that hated my mom. Like I just would, like I could never be on their side. Yeah. Anytime they'd ever be mad at, I can be mad at my mom, you can't be mad at my mom. No one besides me can be mad at my mom.
Mm-hmm. This is a good one too. Again, not funny. I should have thought of more funny ones, but this is I want to hear your opinion. All so right. Perfect guy. Treats you well,
yeah.
Really respectful, all these things. Different political views, completely opposite end of the spectrum, different
I'm glad you said this because on my Instagram responses, I got a lot about political views. I got a lot of people saying Republican. So I'm a very Democrat. And so this is one that I've been toying with for a long time because I hate that it's so polarizing, but there's a reason it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's my stance on it. And this is a stance that I formed throughout college. It depends. I need to be able to have a conversation with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very good at deciphering where those political beliefs stem from. If mm-hmm. they are political beliefs that stem from hatred,
mm-hmm.
if you are conservative, I'm not saying conservatives are all hateful people. And this is why I think there's a distinction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if you have those beliefs because then it stems from a place of hatred versus a place of ignorance,
mm-hmm.
then I can look past the ignorance if you're willing to learn.
Yeah.
If you're open-minded, I think you have to be. So with the different political beliefs, I think that I'm only willing to date that person if they're open-minded.
Mm-hmm. What if they just don't care about politics? Like they literally don't. What is worse?
I don't know. I hate people not caring about politics. That's like I've been in politics since I was like in high school, and I hate people not caring. I hate people not voting. I almost respect having an opinion, even if it's different than mine, more than I respect people not having an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely talked to guys that didn't care and looked past it. So yeah. if they yeah. didn't care, I probably would still date them, but I think I would be upset about it and I would try to get them to care.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, I have a funny one since we got deep real quick. Okay. perfect guy, but talks to you in baby talk.
Yeah.
How
much? Like, a little? Actually, I can't say that.
Like, okay. Whenever he's just trying to be, like, cute and flirty, he's like...
That's not a red flag for me.
Does not?
No, my fiance does.
No way! I'm sorry. Oh my god, Haley, no. You do. Oh my god.
Yes, Hope. I do it back.
I'm sorry. Love you.
All the time, but like, you okay? It's just like a funny thing.
But is it like as like a is it unironic or is it like a joke?
What do you mean unironic?
Like, do you guys do it? Like, do you guys do it as a joke? Like, how?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you think we just sit, we don't sit there and just, hello, just talk baby
talk. Baby talk. Hello.
I can't do it on impact. Okay,
right. It's only when you see your fiance.
I'm trying to, yeah, it just ignites something in me. Like, I just talk baby talk.
Ew, baby, I can't do the baby talk.
But yeah, no, it's not a right. I mean, all the time, yeah, that would get annoying, but like, it's not, I would definitely date a guy who talked to me.
Right,
it might actually be a green flag.
Ew! Okay, that's, I think we found our ultimate place where we disagree. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I think that's all that we have time for. We really unpacked a lot of red flags.
Definitely. And I think, like, please keep giving us your feedback. Like, as we move forward, we want to continue to kind of talk about your guys' opinions. So when we post and ask for your feedback, it's because we want it, and it's because we want to talk about it. And I think that, you know, keep doing it, and we're hoping to kind of get more and more of your feedback kind of built into this as we go.
Yeah, because the ultimate goal is to bring in as many perspectives from other 20-year-olds, or even if you're older than 20, but you were 20, so you remember what you felt when
wisdom.
You were 20. Yeah, you're a wise old person. We got a response from Pete earlier, our boss.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Literally.
We gotta bring in the old people too.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're not ageist.
Yeah. But I think that we just want to thank you guys for listening, you know, for hanging out with us for our second episode. episode.
Ooh,
we're
going to
be putting episodes out weekly, so stay tuned, follow our social, keep in track with us that way, and we're just excited to keep moving through these topics and, you know, keep growing and learning with each other.
Yeah, figuring out 20-something. All right, thank you. Bye.